Hello and welcome to episode 54 of A Complete Abridged Reflection. I'm your host, David Barkley, and I'm playing one song from every record in my record collection. And today, another special episode. It's an episode where I have no headphones. Because they were stolen from this radio station here at the University of California, San Diego. KSDT, that's what maybe you're listening to. No headphones in the studio, so I demonstrate my disc jockey skills in the form of the living room disc jockey. So just imagine you're at my house, and I'm just playing records for you. Not with turntables, but with a turntable and no headphones. And, yeah, it's a little bit frustrating, to say the least, but I hope to be entertaining. Anyways, the first thing we listened to there was Saimade, I think is the name of the band, same album, on the Janus Records label, the company that put out all those movies that are classic that you watched, that have, like, the sweet logo at the beginning, and it's sort of like the door to the ice cream refrigerator opening when you see it. And yeah, I was in Pacific Beach with my friend Sean Foley, record nut extraordinaire, and Tim Castro, also been mentioned on the show many times. And we went to a new record store, just opened up. I was cruising through the soul section, and I saw this record. It wasn't very expensive. I think it's just it's like a weird knockoff reissue of the original, or maybe just like a recent edition with no markings to indicate that it's a new record of a new version of a record from the 70s. And I bought it. And yeah, it's okay. It's halfway decent. But that was a good afternoon. From around the same time, so my friend Tim was visiting, and he went crazy with the records. He was buying tons of records. And, yeah, he purchased so many that when he was flying back to Boston, there was a bunch that he just, like, couldn't take. And so he tried to sell them back. And the ones that weren't sold, he just gave to me. And this next one is one of them. It's Garnett Mims' album called I'll Take Good Care of You. And a song called I'll Take Good Care of You.
So much precious time. our kisses deep and warm. Your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Many love before us, I know we are not new. In city and in forest, they love like me and you. Now it's come to distances, both of us must try. Your eyes fill with sorrow, hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way life changes, like the shoreline of the sea. Let's not talk of love or change, things we can't untie. Your eyes fill with sorrow, like a sleepy golden storm. Many love before us, I know we are not new. And in city and in forest, they love like me and you. But now it's come the distances, both of us must try. Your eyes fill with sorrow, steps will always rhyme. You know my heart goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way life changes, like the shoreline of the sea. But let's not talk of love or change, things we can untie. Your eyes fill with sorrow, hey, that's no way.
Thank you.
Gotta love the Steely Dan. Can never go wrong with Steely Dan. That's what I say in my book. And that, of course, was Peg from the album Asia, I guess. That's how I've always said it. I hope that's right. Didn't really think it might be wrong until right now. But that album has a long and rich history in my life. I first bought it on CD, believe it or not, right before I went out to sea. I went on a boat for a month, and I only brought, I think, 4 CDs with me, and this was one of them. I wanted to bring something difficult. I considered Steely Dan difficult. I do remember the first time I heard the song Asia, or the song Peg, was driving in my dad's van. They played it on the local classic rock station, or, you know, classic contemporary rock station, 100.3 The Q. And in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, of course. And I was shocked by some of the horn lines. I thought they were just... It was kind of like that Puff Daddy song, you know, "We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere." It's like the least catchy thing ever. And yet somehow it becomes the hook of the song. That's how I feel about almost all the horn lines. And all the hooks in on the Steely Dan album. It's the pinnacle of music, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And so I listened to this CD nonstop for a month, pre-iPod era. And it just changed my life. I loved it. And I associate it with being in a bunk out at sea and listening to CDs and reading magazines and books and being bored. Great times. And some years later, I saw the LP for sale for 25 cents or whatever and decided I liked the album so much I had to have it on, both on CD and LP. So I did it. There you go. And it's also on clear red vinyl, by the way. French pressing. Quebecois pressing. GRT of Canada Limited. Yeah, before that, we listened to Roberta Flack of Killing Me Softly fame. We listened to her do a Leonard Cohen song. And I really just think of Killing Me Softly every time I hear Roberta Flack. And when I hear Roberta Flack, it's usually her doing Killing Me Softly. And then I think about how I really, really want to do that song at karaoke, but how I will never do it. Because A, I almost never karaoke. And B, that's an ambitious choice because it's such a great song. It's probably one of the best songs ever written. And so, yeah, I've never sung Killing Me Softly, but maybe next time I go karaoke in like 7 years from now. Well, coming up next, actually, is an artist that I have had a particular relationship with. It is Georgie Fame. He was the Yeah Yeah guy. He, in the early 60s, had some pretty cheesy kind of mix of British music and R&B, American-influenced stuff. And I had a friend, Maud Molly. I'm sure I've talked about her before in this show. We are on episode, 54? So, yeah. Anyways, Maud Molly was so dedicated to being Maud. She was a huge Georgie Fame fan. And she was so Maud, she thought the Who were posers, you know what I mean? And she would wear, like, patent leather, you know, the real deal loafers from 1961, and everything was perfect. She was just so into it. The lingo, the look, the music, the literature. I think she even did a lot of her sort of university studies centered on this, and hence the name Maud Molly. Sort of a close friend. She was so into Maud, she moved to England, put it that way. She lives in England now. Anyways, she introduced me to Georgie Fame by obsession. She was just obsessed with him. And I never really gave him a chance just because it's so ridiculous to be so in, you know, to meet someone who's like so into rockabilly that they pretend they're living in, you know, 1951. This was kind of the same thing. I just couldn't take anything seriously out of her mouth. So I never really checked out Georgie Fame. And then maybe, I don't know, a couple months ago, I saw this record in a cheap bin. It's a Georgie Fame record from 1974. Yeah. That's more my style. You know what I mean? His post-heyday albums. That's what I'm into. And yeah, this is a return to his R&B soul roots. Georgie Fame post-success doing a J.J. Cale song called Ever Lovin' Woman.
I got a woman and I love her, Lordy, Lord. She cooked my breakfast on Sunday just like my mom. I hang my hat in her house, she don't charge a dime. She love me, cuss me never, cause she knows she's mine. I'm talking about, I'm talking in rhyme. I'm talking about that ever-loving woman of mine. When I'm gone, you know she don't play me round. And when I'm gone, she never follows me down. She keeps the nightlight running while she waits for me. She's taking care of business and she's taking care of me. I'm talking about, I'm talking in rhyme. I'm talking about that ever-loving woman of mine. Do I love her, Lord?
down by the weeping willow, where the flowers sweetly bloom, there sleeps the only one I love, so silent in her tomb. She died not broken hearted, no sickness she could tell, but in one moment all she loves so well. One night the moon shone brightly in gentle zephyrs blue, brought to her house so
are the sweet voices there of Daniel, Julie, and Fred, or Daniel, Fred, and Julie, something like that. Referring to the songwriter there, Daniel, I don't know what his last name is, but Fred Squire and Julie Dwarle singing with him. And this is a record I bought kind of on covered topic on this show, how when I go back to Canada, I buy Canadian records, records that you can only find in Canadian record stores. Well, you can probably find them in American record stores. I just don't look. But, you know, I feel close to home, so I buy Canadian artists. But this particular record, special connection, because I've met many of these artists. And the first time I met Fred Squire was in Sackville, New Brunswick, and he was telling a joke that I would always tell from the movie Back to the Future, where if you're wearing a puffy vest, you pretend that it's a life jacket. Or if someone's wearing a puffy vest, you go, oh, why are you wearing a life jacket? Which happens to Marty McFly. In the film Back to the Future, I saw Fred's band play, which was called Shotgun and Jaybird. Shotgun Jimmy and Jaybird, something like that. He was wearing a puffy vest because it's, you know, freezing cold in Sackville. It made sense. And then he was making jokes about how he was wearing a life jacket. What are you doing wearing a life jacket? Did you just get off a ship? Stuff like that. And it was really funny because this is a joke that I like to make. So I will always like everything that man does musically just because of that one thing. You know, this is why I'm doing this show, is to explain, you know, partly to explain my life, but also to explain why we like music and what makes music good. And that, my friends, is what makes music good, telling that joke to me, because I like to tell it. Before that, listen to Ringo Starr and from his Goodnight Vienna LP from 1974 also. The song was Ooh Wee, and that starting that 1974 British set off was Georgie Fame, his Return to the Roots, Ever Lovin' Woman cover there. The Beatles apparently, I think the story is that Georgie Fame knocked the Beatles out of the number one spot, and then they wrote him a letter collectively. Who knows? Well, back to reality, my real life. This next band is the man Owen Pallett, or also known as Final Fantasy, from the Heartland album that came out this year, last year, 2010. It's a double LP, but the LPs are 45 RPM, crazy. And the song we're going to listen to is called The Great Elsewhere. Also a guy I met before I ever heard his music. I was staying with my friend Steve, and I guess they were roommates at the time, or he had his practice space in Steve's house, and we went down into the basement, and Steve was like, you got to check this out, this is crazy. And he turned on some loop pedals, and it was just like really rich, dense, weird sort of video game music, but all on violin. And that turned out to be the band Final Fantasy. And at some point, he got in trouble for using the name Final Fantasy and became Owen Pallett. And at some point, I actually did meet him, and we exchanged words. And I've always really loved his music, and he's also an amazing guy. So, here we go with the song The Great Elsewhere from side one of the four-sided LP Heartland by Owen Pallett.
hide themselves away.
And you know,
yeah, you know,
yeah, you know,
yeah, you know, you know what they're doing. Can't they see? The dreams and the minds are the only things that bind them together. Serving a purpose till they turn it away for better.
And you know,
yeah, you know,
yeah, you know,
yeah, you know, you know what they're feeling.
Song called Games. Not sure the date here, no date on this one, but it does have their management's address and fan club, which is based out of Sherman Oaks, California, which is that combined with the fact that it's on a record label I've never heard of. That's enough for me to buy a record, definitely, especially if this, the price is right, and this has a terrible condition, so obviously the price was right. Got that a couple months ago. Haven't listened to it too many times, but I'm happy to open it up and listen to it here and remind myself that I should listen to this again more. It's pretty Californian. And before that, I listened to Owen Pallett. Great song. What more can be said about that? Difficult, but great. Well, getting pretty close to being finished here, but next up we're going to listen to another Canadian band called OK Vancouver OK. This is a guy I met through another band called the Green Something Collective. They were pretty OK, but they were touring. I saw them in San Diego. They were very nice people, and I later saw OK Vancouver OK, a member solo project. And I was inspired by his just playing for fun. It was very inspiring. And so I've kept a bit of a contact with him. And I don't know if I bought this or if it was a gift or what, or maybe a trade. But really, really love this song we're going to listen to here called Pink and Blue from his album I Get So Drunk About Songs About Love.
Thank you. The sky was beautiful, let me tell ya. You would have loved it.
The unmistakable voice of Gene Smith from the band Mechanormal from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and in their day a thing. I think they're still a band and they still put out records. This is from 1993, but it's songs that go all the way back to 1987. That was the song Strong White Male. The album's called Jarred Up on K Records. And I don't know if they have what their latest album is, but let's just say in like 2005 they put out an album and she had a song about dating on the internet on it. And it was actually pretty good, I got to admit. And I saw her play here in San Diego 2005. It was the first time I'd ever seen Mechanormal play. And it was really amazing, and I got to meet the two, Gene Smith and David Lester. And it was very inspiring. And then later she sent me a 2-for-1 ticket to SeaWorld in the mail. So if that's not punk, I don't know what is. Okay, thank you. Good night.